WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Spouting gibberish and featuring a cross-dressing lead singer, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns weren't your average rock and roll band, or even your average New Orleans rock and roll band. They had a number of hits and even inspired Mac, Dr. John Rebinac, to take up the piano. Rock historian Ed Ward has their story.
First rock and roll records I ever got was a four-track EP that Dick Clark gave away if you sent in some gum wrappers, and it was, I think, responsible for my parents deciding I'd flipped out. You see, one of the tracks on it, which I played over and over, was Don't You Just Know It by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. I kept playing it because I couldn't figure out the words, other than, of course, gooba 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 gooba. What I didn't know at the time was that I'd gotten a unique view into New Orleans rock and roll history, as exemplified by Huey Piano Smith, whose piano style echoed nearly all of the city's masters of that instrument to date. Smith was born in 1934 and, inspired by an uncle, took piano lessons at a music school and watched the local hero, Professor Longhair, every chance he could get. In 1950, he teamed up with a Mississippi guitar player, Eddie Jones, who was known as Guitar Slim, and wound up leading his band, although it was Ray Charles who played piano on Slim's hit, The Things I Used to Do. Slim acquired a manager who fired Huey, so he joined Earl King's band for a few years and did a lot of sessions. In 1955, he came to the attention of Johnny Vincent, who ran the Ace label out of Mississippi, and was one of the first to realize that New Orleans was a hotbed of what was becoming known as rock and roll. Rocking up the nursery rhyme song Little Liza Jane, Huey's first record for Vincent was a local hit, so he was inspired to write a song himself. Taking his cue from a line in Chuck Berry's Roll Over Beethoven about catching the rockin' pneumonia at a rhythm review, he wound up with his first national hit. Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu was a top 10 R&B hit in 1957, but Smith didn't have a band to take on the road to promote it. And anyway, he'd already contracted to tour with Shirley and Lee, who were riding high with Let the Good Times Roll. One night they played Baltimore, and their opening act was another New Orleans singer, Bobby Marchand, whose current record, Chicky Wawa, Smith had played on.
When you told me that you loved me, did you mean a word? When you told me that you loved me, everybody heard. Now that we're alone, just me and you, tell me, Chicky, why, what you gonna do? Sitting in the movie.
Realizing that it was silly of them both to have hits and no band, they decided that night to start one, which Marchand named The Clowns. Their first record stiffed, but the second was Don't You Just Know It, which had another hit on the B-side.
I get a high.
Baby, when you're Marchand was a more versatile singer than Smith, and the record was a national top 10 pop hit. As a trivia note, Don't You Just Know It was a catchphrase the band's driver and valet, the future X-rated comedian Rudy Ray Moore, used to say. Their next hit was based on a Mardi Gras Indians tune. But Don't You Know Yakumo was too similar to the previous record to really make an impact. Furthermore, in 1958, Marchand left the band. But Johnny Vincent realized he had a winner with the Clowns, and so he used them on the first record by a teen idol he was promoting.
Old Man Rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use to sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Hoo-wee!
The bland-looking Frankie Ford became a wild man with the Clowns behind him. By 1960, though, Smith's style was going out of fashion. He kept recording as a band leader and sideman for some years, and eventually got religion and retired.
On Saturday night, when I go for my date, baby and I just sit and wait for
Argus, the Magnificent.
Our rock historian Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin.